This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 18th, 2024. Well, the big weekend for scouts around the world is here. Jamboree on the Air, JOTA, and Jamboree on the Internet, JOTAI, is the world's largest scouting event. The 3-day event runs from October 18th through the 20th, 2024, using amateur radio and the Internet to connect scouts worldwide for a full weekend of on-air and online activities that promote friendship and global citizenship. In 2023, JOTA and JOTAI had a record of 600,000 registered participants. That's a 40% increase compared to 2022, and included 7,000-plus scout groups and tens of thousands of individual participants from 149 countries. When scouts contact each other by amateur radio, the stations are operated by licensed amateur radio operators, but many scouts and their leaders hold licenses and have their own stations. But the majority participate in JOTA through stations operated by local radio clubs and individual radio amateurs. Some operators use television or computer-linked communication. This technology offers scouts the exciting opportunity to make friends in other countries without leaving home. Since 1958, when the first Jamboree on the Air was held, millions of scouts have met each other through this event. Many contacts made during JOTA have resulted in pen pals and links between scout troops that have lasted for many years. Participating in JOTAI, scouts of any age can take part, from Cub Scouts to Boy Scouts and Venturers. Scouts may participate at home with the help of an adult, or they can participate in a scout group at a council event. JOTI is an economical way to participate in an international jamboree, and participation fulfills requirements for Tiger and Arrow of Light Adventurers, the Citizenship in the World Merit Badge, and the International Spirit Award. More information about JOTA and JOTAI, including rules, regulations, call signs, and worldwide frequencies, can be found at Jamboree on the Air, JOTA, ARRL.org. Additional information is available in the JOTA-JOTAI Ham Radio Handbook. The 23rd USA and 12th IARU Region 2 Radio Orienteering Championship, held October 5th through the 13th, 2024, brought together more than 50 competitors from 13 states, as well as participants from Canada, Australia, Uganda, and China. Set in the scenic parts and forest near Chelsea, Dexter, Pinckney, and Brighton, Michigan, the event was organized by the Southern Michigan Orienteering Club, with communications and logistics help from the Chelsea Amateur Radio Club, an ARRL-affiliated club. Radio orienteering, or amateur radio direction finding, ARDF, blends navigation using a map and compass with radio transmitter hunting. The sport not only provides a challenging competition, but also has practical applications in search and rescue, wildlife tracking, and defense communications. Competitors faced difficult terrain, signal reflections, and an elite-level navigation challenge, while beginners were welcomed with coaching and a 2-day training camp held before the championship. A highlight was a search and rescue exhibition featuring the Civil Air Patrol volunteers. Medals were awarded across various categories with standout performances in both men's and women's divisions. These results will be factored into the selection of a Team USA for the next World ARDF Championships. For complete results, photographs, and further details, visit radioengineeringchamps.us. The 19th Annual ARRL Online Auction, sponsored by RT Systems Incorporated, gets underway on Friday, October 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The auction continues through Thursday, October 24th. A preview of the items that will be up for bid is open now. This year's auction features over 200 items and includes ARRL product review equipment, vintage books, new donations, ARRL lab-tested donations, and the ever-popular ARRL lab mystery boxes. You can visit the auction website, register to bid, and check out details on the items available so you'll be ready to place a bid on your favorites. Plus, keep an eye on the ARRL Facebook page and Instagram for featured products and auction highlights throughout the event. Prospective bidders must register and create an account. Your ARRL.org user ID and password will not work on the auction site. Registration is a one-time action. If you have previously registered for the ARRL online auction, you could use the same username and password to sign into this year's auction. If you've forgotten your username or password, just click on the Help tab for assistance. And it's not necessary to register to browse the items for sale on the site, and you can register at any time during the auction at ARRL Online Auction. ARRL's annual online auction is an important fundraiser and a critical means of support for ARRL educational programming. Auction proceeds ensure the continuation of programs that support licensing of new hams, as well as amateur radio emergency service training and enhancements to technical and operating education for all ARRL members and the greater amateur radio community. And if you don't want to bid but still would like to contribute to the ARRL Education and Technology Fund, visit ARRL.org/donate. And for more information about the ARRL auction, contact Lisa Tardet, KB1MOI, via email. A team of 161 amateur radio operators from five Midwest states assisted the 2,000 medical personnel volunteering for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. That happened on October 13, 2024. So 52,000 runners entered the event, and more than 100 countries were represented. This is the 16th year that amateur radio operators have partnered with the medical teams to help coordinate responses, arrange for medical resupplies, and provide situational awareness for the organizers. This year, a digital mobile radio, DMR, was used by the pre-finish team, a group of 25 hams who are staged with medical personnel in a line about every 200 yards on the last mile of the course. There were more than 35 newly trained ham radio operators, and all were new to the event as well. Online training events were offered, and then the new operators were paired with more experienced personnel for the event. Organizers said that amateur radio is important to the marathon, but it's just one small component of a very complex event that requires 10,000 volunteers to be successful. Amateur radio has a unique role and works alongside the many other specialty service groups required to support an event of this magnitude. "We are grateful to the many hams who have shared their expertise, time, and resources over the years," said Robert Orr, volunteer lead for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The event has shown that ham radio is very much alive and doing well. The High-Frequency Active Oral Research Program, known as HARP, will be performing routine systems testing and maintenance on October 15th through the 17th, between 1700 and 2400 UTC daily. Operating frequencies will be 3.3 MHz, 5.8 MHz, and 9.6 MHz, and each frequency will be transmitted in four different directions. There are no specific data collection requests for these transmissions, but reception reports from amateur radio operators are welcome and may be submitted to uaf-gi-harp@alaska.edu. All information is subject to change, and for more information on research at HARP, see the online HARP FAQ website. The fifth Youth on the Air Camp for the Americas has been scheduled for June 15th through the 20th, 2025. That camp will be held in Thornton, Denver, Colorado, and welcomes young amateur radio operators from North, Central, and South America. The camper application period will open online December 1st, 2024 at youthontheair.org. Eligible youth are licensed amateur radio operators between the ages of 15 and 25. Up to 50 campers will be accepted, and priority will be given to first-time attendees and to youth residing outside of the USA. Past campers may apply to be considered to serve as leaders during the camp. Potential campers residing outside the United States of America are encouraged to immediately begin the process of obtaining the necessary passport and appointment to obtain a tourist visa where applicable, as processing times may extend up to several months. For details about the camp and or to sign up for updates by email, visit the camp website at youthontheair.org/Denver2025. Dates and locations for the inaugural 2025 subregional camps and the inaugural 2025 YOTA Junior USA camp for under age 15 will be announced as soon as they are available. For additional information, please contact Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9BPG, at director@youthontheair.org. Throughout November, members of Radio Club Limburg, RCLB, in the North Limburg region of the Netherlands will activate special event station PF-16F. The event marks the retirement from the Royal Netherlands Air Force of F-16 or Fighting Falcon aircraft after 45 years of service from 1979 to 2024. RCLB members hope to contact amateur radio operators around the world in November. QSL information is available from QSL manager PD8RW. For additional information, visit the club's website. PacificCon 2024, the ARRL Pacific Division Ham Radio Convention and HamFest, runs October 18th through the 20th in San Ramon, California. The three-day event features forums, an all-day antenna seminar, a one-day technician license prep class, 2 days of licensed testing and an outdoor swap meet. ARRL National Instructor Gordon West, WB6NOA, will teach the Ham Instructor Academy on Saturday, October 19th from 8:15 until 10 a.m. ARRL officials and staff will be available at the ARRL booth with a special membership incentive. Special event station W1AW/6, sponsored by the Palo Alto Amateur Radio Association, will be in operation. Pacificon 2024 is hosted by the Mount Diablo Amateur Radio Club. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We have good news. The AMSAT Annual Space Symposium and General Meeting will take place as planned in Tampa. We are delighted that we do not have to reschedule the meeting. More information can be found at AMSAT.org. If you do attend the symposium, be sure to find me and say hi. If you enjoy APRS, there's a very good satellite that is operational as an APRS repeater. SONATE-2 is for you. It is operating continuously. There might be some interruptions when SSTV images are sent. What frequency, you ask? 145.825 MHz, up and down. This satellite also has the ability to transmit SSTV. The last series of images were transmitted the last few days of September. They will announce their SSTV operations on their X, formerly Twitter, account, at JMU Space. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contest opportunities. October 17th through the 18th, it's the Walk for the Bacon QRP contest. That's CW. October 19th through the 20th, the ARRL EME contest, CW Phone and Digital. October 19th through the 20th as well, the JARTS WW Ritty contest, digital there. October 19th through the 20th, the YBDXPIFT8 contest, also digital. October 19th through the 20th, it's the 1010 International Fall Contest. That's CW. And October 19th through the 21st, the YLRLDXNAYL Anniversary Contest. That's CW Phone and Digital. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions, October 18th through the 20th, it's Pacificon, as we told you earlier, sponsoring the ARRL Pacific Division Convention. That's in San Ramon, California. November 2nd, it's the Wisconsin Aries Races Conference 2024, sponsoring the ARR Wisconsin State Convention. That's in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. November 2nd and 3rd, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL Georgia State Convention in Lawrenceville, Georgia. And December 13th through the 14th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, sponsoring the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention in Plant City, Florida. And don't forget to search the ARRL Ham Fest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Villages Amateur Radio Club in the Villages, Florida, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.